everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 13, Date of Death. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching maybe 5 minutes ago. Gary, what are your immediate thoughts?
Great episode. This is one of my favorites yet. And I was telling Nicole last week that I was waiting for the Chris and Travis storyline to come back. Their storylines seemed to be one of the best of this season. And they came back, and they came back strong.
They did. I really enjoyed this episode. I loved how they did the two-story arc there.
Right.
It was kind of like a past and present. And I was so sure that Travis killed Chris.
But you know what? You were somewhat right last week.
Yeah.
Remember you said that Travis killed him. And that's why he's coming back by himself.
Right.
Which he didn't kill him, but he was on his way back.
By himself.
I actually doubted that when you said it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, he probably saw the lights, but he's still at the farm. It's at the barn or wherever.
Right.
But this episode was crazy.
It was good. It was good. I mean, the only parts, and we can kind of get into it more when we do our full recap. When Travis, towards the end, when him and Madison were talking out on the balcony, I'm like, that conversation lasted just a little too long for my take. And I think a lot of people felt that way because I saw a lot of people on Twitter like, jump already, you know, Travis, or, you know, kill him, Madison, stuff like that. But
there's that emotional male again.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt that conversation lasted way too long.
I agree. He could have said everything he had to say within like a minute or so.
Right. It was too long.
He could have said, I messed up.
Well, I don't even think he messed up. I mean.
Well, he felt he messed up.
Right.
When that conversation went long, I thought he was going to say, I killed him. And since he didn't kill him, I mean, there's nothing to be sad about, mad about. I guess he could be sad that he promised that he would take care of Chris, but he took care of him as far as he could go.
Right. And actually, when the conversation went on longer and longer, I thought he was going to say, I killed him. Even though at that point we did see he left him, but I thought it was going to be like a fake out of a backflash, of a flashback.
You thought it was going to be like a Mad Max situation.
Yeah, like, okay.
Like he left, but he follows him.
Well, no, that's a good one too. I thought it was going to be like, okay, this is what we showed you, but that's not what happened. That's what he wished how it happened. He preferred that he just left on his own. But what really happened was, like, I thought it was going to be like a fake flashback. Like, I know you're looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about? But I thought it was going to end up being like, oh shit, that wasn't really what happened, y'all. Like, what, this is what really went down. Like, that's what I thought was going to happen. But either way, it was still good. I mean, a fake flashback would have been even pretty cooler, I probably say, but I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
Like, has there ever been a fake flashback?
Yeah, plenty of times.
But they're all still cool.
Yeah, but once again, Fear the Walking Dead has done it. They have had like the best opening scene.
Oh yeah, all those people, that didn't take long at all for people to come. That did not take long at all. I like how they have like a little shop shut up or whatever they're doing, like a little makeshift hospital kind of to the side, and they're going to figure out who they send in and everything like that.
Right.
And at the end when it was showing the feet and people coming in, I thought it was going to be someone from The Walking Dead. Like, I thought it was going to be Negan or something, like, showing us that, you know, people have been talking about, is there going to be a crossover? So I thought it was going to be someone from The Walking Dead that we see somehow, like, not one of our group from The Walking Dead, but maybe, like, a villain from The Walking Dead.
I don't think so. I don't think we'll ever see that.
You don't think we'll ever see a crossover?
I don't think so. Not here in Mexico.
Yeah, that is a far stretch. That's a far stretch.
Now, depending how far Ophelia go past New Mexico, like if she go to New Mexico and just keep going like toward Texas or wherever, depending on how far she goes, she might see someone.
That's true. Now, what was the whole point of Madison telling Alicia about her dad? Like, I don't even get how her talking to Travis made her think, oh, let me go tell Alicia that about her dad.
Well, I guess you want to start over and build that relationship. And when you want to build a relationship, you got to start with honesty. And I think it was a good start. Because now Alicia knows something her brother don't.
I guess so. I was feeling like, why? Like, you guys been through enough hurt and stuff. Why put that extra pain on this child?
I mean, I feel you. What's done is done, is over.
Right.
But hey, you know, you got to start building a relationship somewhere. Alicia feels like she's on her own. which she was, and which she still is, probably. But I'm glad Maddie told her. But you know what? Going back to Chris, and people saying Chris officially crossed over to the dark side.
Right.
You don't just cross over like that. There should have been signs, like when he was younger or something, like he killed a cat or a dog or something.
Right.
You know what? Because this guy has no emotion whatsoever.
Well, that, maybe there were signs. He was a victim of bullying.
Right.
And instead of dealing with it, or instead of actually going to the school and making those kids stop, they made him pretend or something. Like
pretend to fit in?
Yeah, pretend to fit in. Like, no, you stop that nonsense. So I think there were signs. I mean, he got victimized too many times, which I can only assume maybe the same thing happened to these young guys here that he's hanging with.
I think Travis needs to look back in his past and see if any kids came up missing. Like, you know what? There was a couple of kids missing in the paper.
No. You
know, I wonder if Chris did that.
No, I mean, Chris wasn't. I think this has always been probably a deep part in Chris. We posted the picture of Darth Vader, or what's his name? Anakin Skywalker. We saw in the old Star Wars movies, it's an evolution. He didn't just become from Anakin to Darth Vader. It was a process.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how Chris was. Maybe there were just subtle signs. Maybe he got a little angry, or maybe times where he should have been angry, he suppressed that anger. And I think now, just like the guys that he's with, those are those, I don't want to call them rejects, but those are those people that felt like, I never stood up for myself, but now's my time to shine.
Right. Now, speaking of the guys he was with, Diane mentioned like 2 weeks ago, two episodes ago, that the Bromigos were bad news. And I doubted it. I was saying that they didn't really show a sign of it. Chris is going to kill somebody. But this episode, you know, their badness came out.
Right.
Like, these are some rough guys.
Yeah, thanks, Diane. She was someone that emailed in, so thank you for that. Because at the time, I was like, these guys just seem like, you know, they're just having fun. They don't seem that bad.
Right.
And I'm going to go ahead and even correct myself even further than that, where I was saying how Chris could be redeemed. No, he cannot. Like, it's clear.
Oh, Chris is gone.
Chris has definitely gone to the dark side. Like, when he betrayed his father, like, when he came in and Travis didn't trust him and Travis was, you know, shaking him down, I was like, damn, Travis, like, y'all come to that already? But then when he betrayed Travis, I was like, dang, I didn't even see it. I knew Chris was bad, but I didn't see him betraying Travis that fast or that soon.
Yeah, that was quick. But, you know, I blame Travis.
Why?
Because Travis didn't trust him. You know, why let his guard down?
You didn't trust Chris.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, maybe he felt this is his kid, you know?
I made Chris sit on the floor Indian style.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit next to me.
Right.
In fact, you go sit on the other side of the body.
And why couldn't they just leave the guy? Like, I got to watch it again, but I didn't get the guy's plan, like, when he was saying this keeps happening over and over, just different people. Why can't they just walk away and leave him? What's it to them?
Well, the guy explained it. He said they made a pact that if someone gets sick, they would kill him because they don't want to see their friend become a walker.
Right.
But once the guy said, no, I don't want to die,
yeah. You know,
game's off.
Right. Pack is over. He doesn't want to do it.
Right. Just leave him.
Damn, that was pretty sick. And then, okay, I know we also, I kind of had hope for the guy whose house they robbed or whatever. I thought maybe he could have survived. But it looks like this week he had a gunshot to his chest and to his head. And I thought Chris only shot him in the chest. Did he, like, finish him, like, in between?
Well, they had to finish him.
Oh, they had. Okay, so it's just, because I kept thinking, like, is he going to wake up? But no, okay, so they had to finish. So he did die from the chest wound. They finished him so he wouldn't turn into a walker.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I very much enjoyed this episode.
This is one of the best so far. And I say that every week.
Right.
Every week I say, this is the best one. I'm just excited. I'm excited for what's to come. I'm excited for the season finale.
Right, next week, season finale.
Oh, that's next week?
Yeah.
Man.
Yep, only 14 episodes.
Yeah, that snuck up on us.
Now, that's weird. That is taking, I remember, I thought it was going to go up into The Walking Dead, but I realized we're going to get about a month break. It's a month out now, because The Walking Dead starts, I think, October 26, I want to say, somewhere mid-October or late October. So they're going to give us a few weeks. Maybe they want us to go ahead and rewatch season 6. It's on Netflix now. Not trying to like plug them or anything. But it is on Netflix. So you can go ahead and watch all season 6. Binge that real quick.
All right.
Yeah.
But before we go, I want to mention the Bromigos coming back, coming to the gate, and we see no Chris.
Yeah. But in the trailer.
Well, we're not in the trailers yet.
Okay.
I just want to say that they came back. Where is Chris?
Well, I want to say that Madison fucked up. And, like, I know everyone knows she fucked up, but this just shows how much she fucked up. Like, yes, Travis found you, but look who else found you. We know those guys are bad.
Right.
And we know they feel like, hey, they're the king of the world, that they can do anything they want, and they're about to go to the gate. Obviously, things didn't work out the way they wanted to, or they wouldn't be stopping there.
Yeah, because one of them had, like, a bruise or blood over his head.
Right. Maybe him and Chris had to fight.
Maybe.
I look forward to it. Now, Date of Death was the title of the episode, and the guy's birthday that Chris killed had the same birthday as Chris.
That's crazy.
And Chris is like, oh, that's coincidence. Like, no, dude, you don't think that's more than coincidence? You kill someone and they have the same birthday as you? That wouldn't freak you out?
You know what? That would freak me out if that was the first person he killed.
That is the first person he killed.
No, he killed a guy in the plane.
Oh, does that count?
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts. No, that guy asked to be killed.
So?
I don't know if that one counts. Because that guy was going to be dead. It's not like he was going to survive that. I don't know if I count that as a kill.
But, you know, the Bible said, thou shalt not kill. Okay. It doesn't say, thou shalt not kill unless asked to.
Quoting the Bible. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm wrong for that.
I'm Fear the Walking Dead podcast. Okay, I'm going to say, I don't know if I count the guy on the plane as his first kill. But that's to be, you know, that's to be argued or whatever. But I would say that. This is freaking me out. Like, he has the same birthday. What else? Oh, one more thing. When Madison went to talk to Alicia, I kept thinking that Madison was going to say, you're not my daughter. Like, I thought that was the big secret.
Man, you be going way too far.
Like, I thought that's what she was going to say. Like, the reason why I love Chris more than you is because you're not really, like, my daughter. Like, that's what I, like, honestly thought she was going
to
say.
I can see if she was older than Chris, then maybe.
Well, maybe Chris was too young to remember that. See, this is how far I went. I thought the dad had an affair. This was his kid, but not Madison's kid, which is why she's probably resented Alicia. I know it's not like a soap opera, but that's where my head went when she was talking. I'm like, hurry up and spit it out. She's not your daughter. Like, that's what sad. I was waiting for. Yeah.
Now, that's sad that Maddie's being so disrespectful to Alicia that you would think that.
I mean, she was treating her the same way Caitlyn treated Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, you know? That's why I'm like, okay, I thought that's what it was. So I thought it was like the dad's bastard or something. And we're using like Game of Thrones talk or whatever. All right, you guys, that's all we got for now. We will be back Wednesday night with our full recap. We'd love to hear your feedback and hear what you thought of the episode. dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com, and we will discuss your feedback on the podcast. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we will discuss your feedback there as well. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.